Hour 3. David John Oates is standing by from Adelaide, Australia, and we're going to do some reverse speech analysis of some of the newsmakers that are rattling the mainstream media, well, propaganda mills so well these days. We're hard-pressed to find the truth when you look at the mainstream media. Thank God for reverse speech. It has opened the door to so much understanding. It's a technology that clearly is well known and understood by the government and the powers that be, but they're apparently happy enough with it in the shadows. It's not on the mainstream media, but we have it right here, thanks to David John Oates, who is standing by with a whole bunch of new reversals. So if you've missed any of them, look on the right-hand side at Rents, and you'll find the featured story box, and you can go back and listen to all the programs and just hear some amazing things. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good.
My audio's down, isn't it? Let's try that. Is that better?
Yeah there you go. Very good.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, doing very well. Yes, yeah, doing what I always do, running tapes backwards, finding mysteries, solving mysteries.
What you're doing is revealing the truth, because the subconscious mind does not lie, and this is the whole gist of why reverse speech is so powerful, so dangerous, and used by everybody. I'm sure all the government agencies, all the intelligence agencies use it. You briefed them for 5 days and never heard from them again. They took it and ran.
Certainly did. It's all done clandestinely, as far as I'm aware.
Well, they have their remote viewers as well. They're into everything. Right. Nothing new. Did you see the video on in the headlines of Hillary visiting Biden's childhood home? Interesting.
I saw that.
She was in the kitchen area, if you watch closely, at virtually every moment, her hand is grabbing or leaning onto something to keep her from falling over. She is really in bad shape. Whether it's the kitchen table, the back of a chair, the hand railing they installed from the street up to the front porch of the house, she's leaning and grabbing it. This woman is not strong. I don't know how. Well, they'll inject her with amphetamines and other things to pump her up for the debates, but she can crash and burn at any time. And I think that, honestly, I really think that the Republicans, Trump campaign or the GOP, RNC, should file a lawsuit against her and the DNC for propagating a candidate that is hiding and obfuscating serious and severe health issues which make her unfit and unqualified to even run for the presidency of the United States. This is fraud, and it really should be pursued as such. That's my feeling.
I think you're right, Jeff. Absolutely. Anyway, let's look at some reverse, shall we?
Yeah. What do you have tonight?
Well, we got some on Trump. Someone Hillary. We've got someone Jill Stein from the Green Party.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just see what she's got to say.
Excuse me. You're cutting in and out a little bit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, who's the libertarian guy? Gary Johnson, isn't it? I should have a look at him at some stage.
I don't deny that these people have a right to run, but with so much at stake, the Green Party and the Libertarian Party, all they're going to do is take votes away from the most critical election in American history. These votes will not count for anything. They'll be actually votes against Trump in many cases, and those who don't vote at all, who abstain, are voting for Hillary. So I really think these people, honestly, should make their cases and get the hell out. I know that's maybe self-centered, but the issues are so grave and so important that having a candidate run on a ticket that will never have a chance to go anywhere seems to be sort of self-defeating here. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, okay. All right, so we're going to start off by looking at, I don't know if I played this one on your show, Ted Cruz refusing to endorse Donald Trump at the convention. Anyway, here's the forwards.
People, the case... each person in this room has to make to the American people is to commit to each of them that we will defend freedom.
You know, he says, I'm a pussy.
I'm a pussy.
I'm a pussy.
There he is.
I'm a pussy.
Well, he certainly is, and he certainly said it loud and clear.
And he said it very clear. All right, here's Rudy Giuliani talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is the bought and paid for candidate of the Washington establishment.
And he says backwards, and so bad.
I'm so bad.
I'm so bad.
Very clear.
I'm so bad.
Let's run the whole lot backwards so you can hear the gibberish and then the reversal jumping up out of the gibberish.
I'm so bad.
I was right at the very beginning. Okay, that didn't really illustrate the point.
We'll go ahead and play it. So you'll hear the reversal and then you hear the normal backwards gibberish. The reversals occur every 10, 15 seconds, something like that. They vary.
Okay, so here it is.
I'm so bad. This is how with the international fear.
I heard Milk Hillary at the end.
Sounded like.
Yeah, that's one I missed.
Milk Hillary.
Yeah,
well, let's see.
Clear.
No, that's. There's no yeah. K. No K.
No, it doesn't qualify. That's why I didn't document it. Okay, all right. So here's Hillary. Hillary talking about Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
And here she says, I had a worry.
I had a worry.
I had a worry. Big one, too.
I had a worry.
Yeah, well. Benghazi's a big worry for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, there it is again. I had a worry. She thinks she's getting past it at that point with her forward speech, which says, what difference does it make? We're getting past it. Time to move on. Those dead people don't matter much anymore.
I'm just about to say the same thing. I'm about to say, I don't care how many people died. I just want to be president.
That's so, right.
All right. So here she is again.
Okay, we'll...
Oh, hang on, Ru. Better start at the beginning.
Okay, here we are. Okay, we'll keep talking.
Oh, this is the one I played last week.
That's the one where the black guy comes up and literally puts his arm on her back. He touches her and tells you don't do that. He touches her and says, keep talking. And then, he walks around behind her and literally tells the Secret Service agents to get back and get off the stage. It's just an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen the video. So, you can hear her mind is saying, keep talking. Here, there, right there. Keep talking now. Keep talking. And then so she says, I'm going to keep talking.
Okay, we'll keep talking, and a parrot...
Like a parrot. She's saying exactly what she's told to say.
Apparently these people are here to protest Trump, because Trump and his kids have killed a lot of animals. So thank you for making that point.
Where the hell did she get that from? Trump and
I'll tell you. There was a slight ruckus in the audience. Some animal rights people were holding up a placard about animal rights.
Right.
And that's what she was alluding to. She's very clever. She was trying to turn it around. Trump's kids have killed a lot of animals. Like she's never eaten beef before, or chicken, or pork. All right, anyway, that was the effort. If you heard her say, we'll keep talking, and then that horrible laugh before. She was not mentally there. And that guy, it was almost like a mind, I won't say mind control, but it was a wake-up, a re-engage command given to her to snap out of it. It was very clear.
Backwards, she says, cry away, as in cry.
Cry away.
See, she's under distress. She's at the point of breaking down, is what that reversal tells me. She's got tears welling up inside of her. Wow. That's what that reversal tells me. Do you hear that, okay, Jeff?
I do, and I agree with you. Yeah. She is absolutely fried at that moment. And he was clearly worried that she was not going to be able to continue. That's why he circled around behind her and told her a second time, keep talking. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. She was shattered.
Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards. Hear that reversal amongst the gibberish.
Yeah, okay, we can be freaking out. Plus, woman, I haven't all of those mistakes in it most. So, if most says most, but here I'll be seeing the very for that.
I can't find it. Where is it? Must be at the beginning.
I missed it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right where she's breaking down.
Okay, here we are.
See that laugh? That laugh is That laugh is as phony as it gets. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on the brink of tears. That's why she says, cry away.
Cry away, yeah.
Yeah, then she breaks down. She doesn't know what to say. And then the handler comes in and says, keep talking, keep talking. Wow, geez, an interesting reversal. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hillary, another one. Here we go.
And I'm trying to be as transparent as I possibly can.
Yeah, right. Back when she says, I kill the sucker.
I ain't kill the sucker.
I ain't kill the sucker. I ain't kill the sucker.
Kill the sucker. You know,
one more time. One more time.
Are you
here? I hear a little, an extra syllable in there, and I think it was suckers plural.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's find out.
I ain't kill the sucker.
Oh, you're right. There's
suckers. I ain't kill the sucker.
Yeah, there is suckers.
I ain't kill the sucker.
And I think she says. Yeah, we're all suckers. That was a kind of a categorical put-down of all of us. But I think in the beginning, she said something else in there. It might be, I'm going to... Something, the suckers. I think there's something else there. Let's try that one more time. I'm sorry. There may be something better there.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We'll look at it again.
I ain't kill the suckers.
Oh.
I ain't kill the suckers.
I ain't kill the suckers.
I'm gonna kill the suckers.
I ain't kill the suckers.
I ain't kill the suckers.
I can't hear the gunner, Jeff.
I ain't kill the suckers.
No, I don't hear the G either. But there's something else in there.
Yeah, but it's not gunner. No.
No.
Anyway, the point is
we're suckers.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
Kill the suckers. No respect. None.
None whatsoever. Well, she never has had any respect.
Never.
I mean, in all the reversals I've done on her,
never
whatsoever.
She's a psychopath.
Yeah, she's everywhere. By the way, my lady who finds my reversals got a compilation for me that she emailed me a couple of days ago of all the time the word Hillary has appeared in reverse, and there's dozens of them. She's all over the place with people. Anyway.
Oh, in other words, she says her subconscious uses her first name in reverse.
Well, other people are using her first name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the next one.
My husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary.
Here she says, my year.
My year. My year. My year.
Oh, yeah, it's this.
You know, she's saying it in such a fashion that she's not questioning it. She could have said, this is, right in front of it, this is my year. But it's almost a statement that is dark. It's not happy. She's not saying, this is my year. This is my year. Oh, my.
Very, very droning. You know,
well, it's almost doom-laden.
Yeah.
My ear.
Oh, yeah.
My ear.
Oh, yeah.
My ear.
Yeah, there's no joy or...
No, that's a deadly, deadly statement.
Yeah, it certainly is. Okay. All right, here we have Jill Stein. We're going to look at her. Green Party can today.
progressive agenda that restores our needs and ends the economic misery.
Yeah. She says, they're all stupid.
They're all stupid.
They're all stupid. Well, I agree with her.
They're all stupid.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's kind of typical for a lot of people who are fashioning themselves to be environmentally oriented. They think that they're elitists is what they are, and they do look down on the masses.
Ah, that's what she's doing. Okay, all right. All right, here she's talking, I think it's Hillary. I'm not sure. I won't just play it. I didn't find these reversals. These were found by my lady.
We have a crisis in nuclear weapons, and again, thanks very much to the Democrats. Bill Clinton, who removed us from the anti-ballistic missile treaty framework for nuclear disarmament, and then Barack Obama, who created a $1 trillion budget for us to spend on a new generation of nuclear weapons and modes of delivery.
And I think she's talking about Obama. She says, you villain.
You're a villain.
Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's just. Let me want to hear what she's talking about forwards.
Delivery.
Oh, she's talking about delivery of
nuclear warheads. Yeah, war. World War III, nuclear war. You villain. She doesn't like war. All right, we'll give her that much.
Yeah.
Can you play the one before that again, where she talks down to everybody? You're all stupid.
Oh, they're all stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Progressive agenda that restores our needs and ends the economic misery.
And they're all stupid.
They're all stupid. They're all stupid.
Yep.
They're all stupid.
You know, she's
down.
Well, forward, she's talking in the same old political rhetoric, the same old promises. We have to end the economic misery. We've got to, you know, it's the same old, same old. She's going through the motions here. Subconsciously, she knows it's crap, and that's what she's saying. It's just, it's crap, and you're all stupid. There's no respect there.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right. All right, here we have another one.
You know, the answer to that is that this politics of fear, which we've been told to bow down to, has only delivered everything we were afraid of.
Here she says, forced and abused you.
Forced and abused you.
Yep, well.
Forced and abused you.
Oh, I guess she's saying we're abused by the political process, is what she's saying forward.
Yeah, that's an accurate statement. Yep.
Yeah, it is an accurate statement.
She could say, it has forced and abused you, meaning the statement. I think that's what she's saying, though, talking about the political machine that runs our existence, basically.
Yeah. Well, she's obviously against it. Mm-hmm. Because what's she at? 5%? Less than 5%, isn't she? I can't remember what she's at now.
I can't recall. It's low.
It's low. It's less than 5%, I think. All right, here's the next one.
We are the solution. We are the ones we've been waiting for.
And he just says, the views now without you. I wonder what that means. The views now without you.
The views now without you.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
The views now without you.
The views now without you.
Is she saying that she's making up her opinions without consulting the public? I don't know.
I don't know.
Views. I don't know.
Abuse now without you. She's disconnected the public from whatever the agenda is, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. All right, one last one on Jill Stein. Here we go.
Progressive agenda that restores our needs and ends the economic misery.
And she says, you resent him.
He resent him. He resent him.
Yep.
He resent him.
Don't know who she's talking about. Probably Obama, I'd say.
Is that not the second reversal from the same forward speech clip?
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, here, yeah. Let's run the clip forwards again.
Progressive agenda that restores our needs.
Economic
and ends
misery.
The economic misery.
That's the second time she said that.
Okay. So we've had two reversals on it. So what was the first time?
It was three back, I think. But she did say forwards, economic misery. And I think it was the same clip.
Okay, let's play this.
Progressive agenda that restores our needs and ends the economic misery.
Right, okay, that's where she says they're all stupid.
They're all stupid.
And then we've got the one that says, you resent him.
He resent him.
So if we run it back, we should be able to hear both reversals. You resent him and they're all stupid.
He resent him on the guy's neck and that's mean. They're all stupid.
Yeah, there we go. You can hear both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's we've got two reversals within about 5-10 seconds of each other. Here, we'll run the whole lot backwards again.
He resent him on the guy's neck and that's mean. They're all stupid. Unless not for the sound.
Yeah, there we go. Two reversals in very quick succession. Here's another one. Two reversals in a very quick succession. This is an old clip. I wasn't going to play it, but it just illustrates the point. This was Tony Blair talking about terrorism.
4 to 2006. IED attacks and other acts of terrorism from the Shia militia, supported by Iran. The inquiry does find that there were warnings about sectarian fighting and bloodletting. I accept that.
Okay, we've got two reversals. The first one says it was a reckless error.
Reckless error.
And the second one says they wrecked this up.
They wrecked this up.
Yep, there they all are.
They wrecked this up.
So if we run the whole lot backward, you should be able to hear both of those reversals.
Let's go through the break, Todd. Thank you.
Yes, yeah.
It was a reckless error upon us, I heard, man. Yeah, there it is. It was a reckless error upon us.
No, not. I don't think upon. I think on.
A
reckless error on us. I don't hear a P.
Well, once again, you've got two reversals in quick
succession. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every, there are only about 2 or 3 seconds apart.
Yeah. Play it again. Let's hear it. I don't know. It might be a palm, but I think it's on us. Oh, I'm not hearing it. Well, we lost David. All right. Are you there, David? Okay. All right, let's take our break at the bottom of the hour, and we'll... Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm back again. I don't know. The internet just stalled.
Oh, all right. Good. If you can play that again, I'd like to hear that. That would be good.
The whole lot backwards? Or
just that where the word upon, I think it's on us.
Yeah, now I agree with you.
Yeah.
Wow, reckless error on us, and they wrecked this up. Okay, so what are the odds of finding two intelligent sentences that appear to be related to each other right in close succession in the 10-second tape? The odds are incalculable.
That's right. That's really amazing. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So now let's look at Obama talking about this $400 million ransom. And I use the word ransom quite deliberately because that's what it was. I don't care what they tell us. It was obviously a ransom. All right, so here we go.
And that's what these payments represent. And it wasn't a secret.
And here he said, let's approach the Nazi. Approach the Nazi.
Approach the Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Well, that's what he did. I guess he sees them as being evil people. He brokered a deal and got the hostages back.
Funny, the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, and here's another one on the $400 million ransom.
At the time, we explained that Iran had pressed a claim before an international tribunal about them recovering money of theirs that we had frozen.
And you mastered that.
You mastered that.
Oh, yeah.
You mastered that.
He set it all up.
He's commending himself. Yeah.
Yeah. He set it all up. I mean, they refused to release the hostages until the plane actually landed with the $400 million in it. If that's not a ransom, I don't know what is. You know.
Well, of course. Right. Yeah. Now he's patting himself on the back. What an egomaniac! Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right, here he's responding to Donald Trump's accusations of him founding ISIS. Okay, so here we go.
This is a political distraction. Not once has an advisor of mine said, man, if we really use that phrase, we're going to turn this whole thing around. Not once.
And here he says, you're forcing their struggle.
That's what's in their snuggle.
Oh, that's clear.
We have lost in their snuggle.
Nice and clear.
We have lost in their snuggle.
I don't know whose struggle he will be talking about. I think he's probably talking about ISIS, because that's what he's talking about forwards. He's,
must be. Yeah.
Trump's accusations. And his policies are creating ISIS. He's forcing them into their moment of struggle.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
That's what he's doing. All right, let's turn the whole lot backwards. This is a nice, clear reversal, so it should be very obvious amongst the gibberish.
Snow White. I don't guess what's in there, snuggle. Sarah Fadzie.
There it was, right there, nice and clear.
Snow White. I don't guess what's in there, snuggle.
Oh, he says, so what? And you're forcing their struggle. Listen to this. So what? And you're forcing their struggle.
Snow White. I don't guess what's in there, snuggle.
He doesn't give a brass.
Doesn't give a rat's tail. Nope. Wow.
Oh my God! What a statement. So what?
He just doesn't care. It's obvious, but that is just wow.
Well, let's just play that again. I should play more.
Listen to the emphasis with which he says it. His subconscious too. He really has nothing but disrespect. Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing at all. So what?
Snow what? I don't guess what's in the snuggle.
Oh my God, he doesn't give.
No.
He doesn't care one little bit.
No. That's
really
amazing.
I mean, this guy's been like this for the whole 8 years of his presidency.
He was created, he was installed, the election was thrown, the last one. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Wow.
Just like they're going to try to do this time around with Hillary, although her health may be our biggest ally. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, here's Obama again. I'm not too sure what the Fords is on this one, so we'll just play it and find out. I think this is one I found.
We were completely open with everybody about it, and it's interesting to me how suddenly this became a story again.
Okay, so he's talking about the $400 million again, and so build a sign?
It's a build a sign.
Huh.
It's a build a sign.
I wonder what he means by that.
It's a build a sign.
Huh, I don't know what he would mean by that.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Sorry, folks, don't know all the reversals. I know most of them.
Yeah, you sure do. Well, 99.999 is good enough.
Yeah, I know. But I always play them on the air, even if I don't know what they mean. Because many times I've played reversals on the air, no idea what they mean, and someone will contact me after the show and say, oh, you know this.
Right,
okay. All right, here we have Trump once again using the word America, as he does many, many times. We have many references to him using America. And for those of you who bought my book, oh, I should say this, the books are out. They were all shipped out this morning. Okay? And
so congratulations. Bought, very good.
Thank you. So those of you who ordered their books, it's on the way to you, and you can read all about how Trump uses the word America in reverse speech many times. Got a whole chapter on Trump and Hillary. Right. Okay, so here we go.
You have to be careful. That could hurt me very badly.
Oh, that could hurt me very badly.
You have to be careful. That could hurt me very badly.
Yeah, I don't know what the context is, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He says, then I build America, want to bully that little faggot. The faggot's probably Obama. Then I build America, want to bully that little faggot. Oh, my. That's nice and clear.
So he says,
what?
And I build America, and then what?
What? want a bully? Bully, that faggot.
Yeah, he didn't like him at all. That's funny.
No.
Well, Donald Trump is not a con artist. He tells it like it is. You can read the man. He speaks his truth, and this has been proven by you so many times now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's changing his approach. I was watching before the show. He's been doing scripted speeches and being more, I hate to use the word presidential, but that's what he's been doing.
Don't look, I wouldn't look for that to be an overwhelming change. We're in a transitional period now. Remember, they write these things in advance. Plans are blocked out 2-3 weeks in advance when you're in a campaign like this. Paul Manafort is out now. Two new people are in. They're very much in keeping with Trump being Trump. Manafort was trying to change that. And I think Manafort was the reason he went to a teleprompter in the beginning after Manafort came in and Lewandowski left. Trump was not comfortable with a teleprompter. He's a fine extemporaneous speaker, and he wants to be himself. And I think we're going to see him go back to that a little bit more than he has been for the last several weeks. We'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Here he's talking about Muslim immigration.
This weekend they met.
Oh, that's all.
This weekend they met.
Gee, I need more forward than that. Anyway, damn him, they use us.
Damn him, they use us.
See, now that, David, that is really important. Damn him, Obama. The Muslims, use us. It's worse than that. It's worse than that. And if you, I don't think you've had time, but if you do, I'll send you the link. Listen, it's 35 minutes long or something. I had a nuclear physicist on, Egyptian-born, Dr. Tariq Farag. Huh? And Dr. Farag has a number of patents in nuclear physics and nuclear engineering, and he spelled out the whole truth about the real Muslim agenda of conquest, destruction, and death to the Christian West. And it is staggering. And Donald Trump is going to be addressing this, I'm sure, with more vigor. I think the ultimate issue is the Muslim immigration issue. This is going to be number one. His financial position is wonderful. His foreign policy statement, wonderful. The immigration issue is it. This is life or death for this country. Europe is lost. The rape gangs are running rampant in Europe now, in Germany, in Sweden, in the UK. These are rape gangs, 6, 8, 10, 12 people raping white girls and white women. And they're not being held accountable. Nothing much is done to them. They should all be castrated and immediately deported or worse. This is not a tolerable behavior or practice in Western culture. They don't want to assimilate. Dr. Farag makes that very clear in his statements, and people have got to wake up. This is the issue of the campaign, whether or not we allow a culture, an alleged religion, to come in among us, which will never assimilate, ever.
No, never will. No, we had a prominent Muslim cleric come out in Australia a couple of weeks ago saying his intention is to bring Sharia law and the Muslim lifestyle to all of Australia.
I mean, that's it.
Excuse me?
That's it.
you come to our country, you conform to our ways. Don't change us to your ways, you know.
No, like they will. They will never change, David, and they will die trying to achieve their conquest. And to die for them is nothing. They're genetically predisposed toward it.
Yep. So let's play that reversal again. It's an important one. Damn him, they use us.
Damn him, they use us.
I mean, that's his whole opinion. That's his whole, that's what Trump believes. That reversal sums it all up. And like you said, it's underrated. Yeah, send me that link to that chap on your show, and I'll do the reversals, and we'll look at them next time I'm on.
Oh, okay? Very good. Yeah, good.
Easy as pie.
Yeah.
All right. Here he is saying that Obama created ISIS.
President Obama, ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be Crooked Hillary Clinton. Co-founder. Crooked Hillary.
And here he says, you're a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Nazi.
Is he talking about Hillary or...
You're a Nazi.
And let's find that back. Let's find that where we can find that with her. It's one I was talking about Hillary or Trump. Hillary or Obama, sorry.
Hillary Nixon. Not for... It's now Hillary Nixon. Hebrew. There's not a force against you out. It's not. It's not enough.
Where is it? Where is it?
There's no effigy.
Oh.
So silver, no effigy. So silver. There's no effigy. Come on, but not a silver.
I've lost it. Where
there,
is it?
I just there. Happened, I think.
Oh, did it? I went think. Right past it. Sorry. Okay, so he's talking about Obama. Obama's a Nazi. And then we, of course, we had that reversal on Obama about the Nazi. Here, let's play that. This is on the ransom. We'll just play this one again.
And that's what these payments represent. And it wasn't a secret.
And let's approach the Nazi.
Approach the Nazi.
Approach the Nazi.
Approach the Nazi.
You know, Nazi, however you pronounce it, I don't know. My Aussie accent says Nazi. it's been a word that is coming up over and over again. I think I played it last week on your show, too, if I remember correctly. It's a metaphor that's...
Yeah, it's a metaphor for evil, but it's being inappropriately used in a very inexact and broad-brushed sense. They're not talking... It's a nickname for the National Socialist Party in Germany. That's all it is. All right.
Here he is talking about Hillary, I believe. Let's play it forward.
So, like a criminal with a guilty conscience, Clinton had her lawyers delete, destroy, and wipe away forever. Except, I still say there are geniuses that can find them.
And here he says, feel the deal.
Feel the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Feel the deal.
Yep.
Feel the deal.
I actually heard that differently then. I heard kill a deal.
Feel the deal.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Feel the deal.
Can't tell.
Feel the deal.
I think it's eel. 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 So, Steve, what is it? Feel the deal? Steal the deal? I feel the deal. In other words, I see what's going on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's been a deal here.
Feel the deal.
Yeah, there it is. Feel the deal.
Feel the deal.
Yeah, right. It's there. Okay, all right. Okay. All right. Let's have a look. Next one on Trump. I don't know what he's talking about here.
But sometimes the bad guy is better than the people we're going to put in. You just have to look at what happened in Libya, what happened in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. It's the battle we build.
The battle we build.
The battle we build.
Yeah.
The battle we build.
Well, I don't know. I guess there's a battle going to rage. Let's listen to the Fords again. Hang on, I want to get the Fords again.
But sometimes the bad guy is better than the people we're going to put in. You just have to look at what happened in Libya, what happened in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, right.
The battle we build.
Well, okay.
The battle we build.
Well, America instigated all those wars and violence and the assassination of Gaddafi.
A litany of wars that we have started and pursued.
Yeah, and left total disaster behind.
Yeah, they actually aren't wars, they're just slaughters is what they are.
And had worse trouble as a result of them afterwards. Yeah, look, Trump has got to get in and he's got to stop the immigration. And I agree, it's the biggest, most important issue facing America today. I mean, a country must have borders. I mean, you're not a country unless you've got borders.
Of course.
You're not a country unless you control who's coming in and out. I mean, gee.
Well, this Islam is not anything more than a death sex cult. You've got to listen to this man. I sent you the clip. It is frightening. And when you understand what's happening in Europe, And the Swedes are their own executioners. They're giving their women wristbands which say, please don't touch us. Like that's going to stop the rape gangs. They're out of control over there. They cannot deal with Islam rapists and will not.
It's a bit of a worry. Okay, all right, I got that clip. I'll get that done this week.
Look, American women, David, and Australian women, when the percent of Muslims hits a certain threshold in the country, they know they can get away with virtually anything. And that's what happened in Europe. If they get that many people here, whatever that figure is, they're going to do the same thing here. And our women, our little girls, will be at risk constantly. Same with Australia. It's war on whites. It's what it is. War on Christian whites.
Yeah, it's worrying. It really is. All right, okay. There are all the reversals I had for today. So what we'll do is we'll go and look at some... Oh, we didn't look at Khan last time. I didn't think we got round to him. Did we do him last time?
I think we did. The Khan man.
The Khan. Okay, yeah, we did do him. Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well,
time to retire that phony into the history books. That was really a setup.
All right. Okay, let's look at a couple more reversals on Hillary, some old favorites, and then if we got time, I might play a couple on the moon landing. We'll change topics a little bit. Okay, so here we have Hillary.
Have health care, and their families don't have to worry about losing their house to take care of their sick kid. I am proud of my record of public service and the results that I've gotten to help people have better lives.
And she says, be quiet, not ballad. Because we played that before.
Results that I've gotten.
Oh, what happened there?
We did. We played that. That is so important.
Yeah.
Once again, for the third time that I remember, her subconscious is telling her to shut up and quit lying.
It's been at least three times. It's been at least three
times.
Yes. No wonder she's sick. If she's got this sort of incongruity going on inside of
Yeah,
then that's what
it's like shredding her soul if she even has one.
Right. I see this in sexual work all the time. People have incongruities. One side says one thing, one side, another side says another.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? They get struck down with disease.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Disease is caused by incongruities in the unconscious, and which actually poisons the physical body.
Multiple personalities, multiple attitudes, big conflicts will just tear somebody apart.
Yeah, I know. I see it every week when I work with my clients. Wow. Quite amazing stuff. Okay. All right. We're going to look at go off track because that's all the political reversals I've got today. I've been doing the work on the moon landing. So I'm going to play you a couple of reversals, okay? So... this is whether you believe you went to the moon or not. I don't. Oh, I got to tell you, I've had so much flack back from the. I posted the moon landing reversals on YouTube a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
and I've got a lot of flack from it. Gee, I never got any flack from a JFK broadcast. Anyway, so right, here's Bud Aldrin talking about Neil Armstrong unveiling the plaque on the LEM.
Neil is now unveiling the plaque that is.
Here he says, off from your limb.
Off from your limb. Off from your limb.
Nice and clear.
Off from your limb.
And then Neil says this next.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this limb.
So there you go. That's what I call a congruent reversal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Plaque on the limb. We'll get it off from the limb.
Yep.
Here's Buzz Aldrin walking down the ladder.
Get my suit dirty at this stage.
And he says, needed this helmet.
Needed this helmet.
There we go.
It's a funny thing to say when he's coming down the ladder.
I can hardly imagine him coming down the ladder without a helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd.
That is an odd thing to say. Yeah, and here he talks when he's stepping down the ladder.
This might be a secondary strut. little thermal effects on it right here, Neil.
And then he says, then I step.
Then I step.
Okay.
Very clear.
Yes, and they're all pretty congruent reversals, and that's that's what people haven't liked on YouTube, that they're congruent. Here he's talking about fixing up a switch. I think that's Neil that one is all about. Where is it? Oh, okay. Look, let's play this one on Neil Armstrong. Here he's remembering the landing.
The moon has no atmosphere, so you're flying in a vacuum, and the gravity is much lower. So the characteristics of a flying machine in that environment are very different than they are here on Earth.
And here he says, you land that mission now. So one thing I want to point out, Jeff, is that these are all congruent reversals.
Yeah, I've noticed, yeah. They're spoken by men who are engaged in a mission. Now, does that mean that they're on the moon, or does that mean they're going through the mission here on a sound stage somewhere?
I don't know. However, they're all pretty congruent. And here he's talking about the switch being broken on the booster rocket. They had to, in order for him to lift off, the main switch had broken. They actually stuck a pen in it and turned it on.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Quite a famous story. They both talk about it. Yeah, the switch up, Buzz Aldrin's backpack, when he walked back to the lander, knocked the switch, because the lander's so small, the backpacks are so bulky.
Yeah.
So they broke the switch that boosted rocket to take him off the planet's surface.
Wow.
And so what they did, they implemented and they stuck a pen in there and used the pen as a switch. Okay? So here's Neil Armstrong talking about that problem.
But he banged into the circuit breaker that controlled the SN engine that got us back into orbit. I think that when we recognized that, we thought it probably will hold, but maybe we better see if there's a way to increase our chances of making sure the circuit breaker wouldn't automatically disengage. So, piece of a plastic pen, a magic marker kind of pen, and made a little crutch to hold it in place.
And here he simply says, look, we'll get the solution.
So seek and ye shall find.
Yeah. So another congruent reversal, and as I did the moon landing, I just found reversal after reversal that was all congruent. And, you compare that to JFK assassination. When I started doing that, I found reversal after reversal that was all congruent.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, that was an earth-shaking discovery, what you came up with JFK. It solved it. It resolved everything, basically.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. Yeah, that's it's all written up in my latest book. If you haven't bought my book, everyone, you got to get my latest book, Unveiling the Truth. The link's on Jeff Ferentz's site. But you can order it over the phone. Let me give you my American number out. I don't get my number out very often. It's 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. If you want to order the book, call after the show, and I'll get it all sent out to you. Okay?
Very nice. Well, two books. Congratulations. Now, one of them is your autobiography.
Yes, I know. Very controversial book. I haven't left anything out. It's
all my.
In there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's the right word.
I hope you didn't mention me in there.
Oh, I did. Very positive, uplifting terms. Very
well, thank
terms.
You. Thank you. I think what you've done here is amazing. We'll continue with David through the rest of the election cycle, as they say now in the mainstream media, as we approach November 8th. We're less than 3 months. We're rolling along, David. Just rolling along.
I'm really waiting for the debates. I'm really anxious to get to
They're
going to
have her pumped up with all kinds of chemicals. We'll see how they last. Yeah, along, maybe it'll be another long bathroom break while she gets shot up with something again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, Jeff. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, David. Take care.
See you soon.
All right. Okay. That's another very busy week for you. Lots of different people, lots of different ideas, informations, opinions that you can process and think about. And in the meantime, it's supposed to be 106 here tomorrow. This is absurd. I hope it's not that hot where you are. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be here at Rents.com, and we'll be back live Monday night. See you then.